Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. And by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Lake Michigan fishing report, a look at rough grouse drumming counts, and some advice for protecting your hearing on the 4th of July. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, I said we'd catch up with Jeff Kelm this week, but he is up to his ears in high school fishermen. He's out in Oklahoma this week for the high school fishing world finals, and he's busy all day and night. So we'll try to catch up with him again next week. I was pretty much doing farm chores all week, mowing yard and pasture between the rainstorms and watching the sky for possible tornadoes, and I still hope to get the boat out before the week is out. I'll let you know if that happens. In the livestock department, our sheep don't seem to mind the heat, although I'm sure glad we had them all sheared in April. And as closely as we watch our chickens, well, we had one hen we didn't know was sitting on a clutch of eggs under a platform in the goat pen, and she showed up with 7 chicks this week. So that makes 18 chicks hatched so far, and we've got one more hen still sitting on eggs, and you never know, it's still early in the summer. Another hen or two might get broody, and we'll give them eggs if that happens. Coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch reports on Lake Michigan fishing action off Sheboygan. Rough Grouse and American Woodcock Society Forest Conservation Director John Steigerwald reports on rough grouse spring drumming surveys, and Dr. Allie Anderson offers advice for protecting your hearing from July 4th fireworks and other summertime threats. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Rough Grouse Society, the well-being of the rough grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Rough Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan in some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ETV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, and now Green Bay as well, is a full-service hearing health care clinic. And Professional Hearing Care is the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com. And you can call for information. This is our specific line for the radio show. It's 608-292-4916. If you call that number, your first consultation is absolutely free. And joining me from Fitchburg, one more time now before she becomes a mom, is audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson. Well, Dr. Allie, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, it's wonderful to be back, and I'm glad we were able to squeeze in one more radio show together.
Yeah, me too. How are you doing?
So far, so good. I haven't melted away yet with all this heat.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine being pregnant in this heat. I can't imagine being pregnant at all, as you might imagine. But and you are due sometime in August, right?
Yeah, I'm due sometime in August, and I was actually just back in Minnesota, and I got to see the whole deer camp crew, so I got a lot of little hunting onesies for deer camp this November, because that'll be the next time I'm back home.
Oh, cool. So and you don't know the gender of this baby, right?
Nope. We're going to find out the day of.
Okay.
Yeah, we were originally going to find out right away, but every single one of my patients said, you have to keep it a secret. It makes everything so much more fun. So I decided not to find out, and I would have to say right now they're right, because it is pretty fun, just the unknown.
Well, good. And you're doing well.
Doing well so far. Yep, I really can't complain.
Very good. Now, you did a symposium last week.
Yep, the symposium was in Fitchburg, and I actually had a listener attend the symposium, so I look forward to seeing them in the office. So that was a lot of fun to kind of chit-chat, and I said, well, if you come into the office, then we can talk hunting stories and hearing loss, of course.
Of course. Yes, yes, of course. And you do get calls occasionally, or we wouldn't be doing this, right?
Absolutely, I get calls. And I would have to say those are the most fun appointments, because we get to swap stories and show pictures, and then also I get to help them with their hearing or tinnitus issues. I actually had one drive all the way from Michigan to come over and see us. That was a lot of fun.
Well, fantastic. Well, we don't have much hunting to talk about. There are summer trap leagues and skeet leagues and sporting clays leagues, and I think most shooters know about hearing protection, but the 4th of July is coming real soon, next week, and that's something that people don't often think about when they're watching fireworks and using fireworks.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of accidents that can happen around the 4th of July. We've seen a lot of, not a lot, but there are occasions where firework goes off accidentally and you're too close, or firecrackers, and it's just because of the noise exposure that happens so rapidly right there, you can have almost instant damage. So if you're lighting off fireworks, definitely wear hearing protection. But if you're far enough away, you should be okay. But if you're right in the mix of everything, protect your ears as best you can.
Now, we go usually to the Westby Fireworks because it's the closest one to us. And the only ones that really bother me are those flashes that then, and that's the explosion, but you hear it after you see the flash. And it's a loud boom like a rifle or some kind of a cannon going off. You know, I cover my ears, or I put my headset on to protect my ears. Are those potentially dangerous?
It's hard to say because it really depends on the distance that you're at. But I would say if you're going to protect your ears, that's that natural instinct that and reflex that we have in our body that's going, this is too much, this is too loud. So if you're having that reaction, you're definitely too close and either protect your ears or get further away. But if, you know, you're at a good distance and you're not having that natural reflex, it's okay. The other thing is when we have someone with, you know, hearing aids in their ear, they do have that natural suppression to them. So it won't over-amplify anything. But a lot of hearing aid users, though, their ear canals are pretty open still, so it doesn't act as hearing protection either.
And what do you do for kids? We've got kids running around. You know, I don't see them putting on the earmuff type hearing protectors.
It is becoming more common to have hearing protection, like the over-the-ear one for kids. I would still recommend that if, again, if you're close enough to where you are hearing that pop from the fireworks. So that's definitely something to bring along. It is becoming more common to have the kids wear the hearing protection. So that is way okay. If it's too loud for you, it's definitely too loud for the kids.
Yeah, that's a good key. If it's too loud for you, it's too loud for the kids. And I suppose if it's too hot for you, it's too hot for the kids too. We talked about summer heat just briefly, but what impact is that having on people's hearing or their hearing devices?
Yeah, with the humidity going on specifically, and then when people sweat quite a bit in this heat, it can get into the microphone ports and start to cause some issues, some shorting, because it is a computer in there ultimately. Many, many hearing aids say they're water resistant or waterproof, but reality tells us different. So we've been getting a lot of calls this week primarily because that humidity has finally built up enough and with all of the rain that it's starting to cause some issues. So some things to look out for, battery life. Are you getting random notifications in your ears? Certain things that are out of normal. And in our office, we use a redux dryer that actually decompressurizes a cavity. And so it can use a lower temp to actually boil out the water from the devices. And it'll tell us exactly how much water it actually takes out, which is really fun. So we have a scoreboard in our lab of who's taken out the most water from the devices. But as that moisture builds up in there, it can cause not only some malfunctions to happen here or there, battery life can go down, and you don't hear as clearly or as well. So once we dry them out, then they typically go right back to their normal function.
Okay, so it's a quick fix, really.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else we need to think about in the hot summer?
Lots of water and electrolytes.
Okay.
Primarily. Yep, but when it comes to hearing healthcare, that's the biggest thing, trying to keep everything as dry as possible. And when you're, you know, in the lakes and swimming, make sure to take a good shower after and making sure you get that lake water out of your ears, too.
Uh-huh. That can be problematic?
Yeah, if there's a certain bacteria in there, it can start to cause swimmer's ear. If that water can't come out, then that can become problematic just with bacteria buildup. But as long as you shower and get that lake water out of your ears right away, you should be just fine.
Okay. Well, Dr. Alley, we're going to let you go, and we're going to wish you the best for you and your baby. And I've met a new intern in your Mauston office, Adeline Decry. She's a shooter, and we'll talk to her while you are being a mom for a few months.
Yes, I joked that I only hire people from Minnesota that hunt and fish, and she is truly like a replication of me. It's super funny, but I look forward to listening to the radio show when she comes on. She'll have a lot of interesting stories to tell from her shooting days back. Boy, I think high school and college, but she still goes out and hunts a little bit here or there now, too. So I'm glad I have a good replacement while I'm on maternity leave.
Yeah, she is definitely a shooter. She was a state champion trap shooter, I believe, in high school. But we'll learn about that firsthand from her. So, Dr. Alley, thank you so much, and we wish you the best, and we will keep in touch.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Dr. Allie Anderson with Professional Hearing Care, LLC. Their offices are in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. They are a full-service hearing healthcare clinic, the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com, and the phone number, 608-292-4916. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Ruff Grouse and American Woodcock Societies have been improving forest habitat for these and other forest wildlife species for more than 60 years. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And joining us for an update is John Steigerwald. He is the Western Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director for the Ruff Grouse and American Woodcock Societies and a regular guest on our show. John, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Good to be back, Dan.
Well, one thing we usually try to talk about in the spring is the drumming surveys of ruff grouse. And before we get into that, what is a drumming survey?
Going back to the 1960s in the Great Lakes region, state agencies have been gathering population index data for ruff grouse. These are done through what are called drumming surveys. And as opposed to, let's say, a population count survey where biologists are going out and physically counting birds, or let's say, listening for a bird's call, ruff grouse have the unique characteristic of drumming in the springtime to attract a mate, establish territory, and that's the quintessential springtime energy in the North Woods of Wisconsin, is hearing the ruff grouse drumming. Have you ever been in the woods and heard something like, sounds like a tractor starting up. It's a ruff grouse on top of a drumming log or a rock, boulder, tipped up tree. Something that the ruff grouse is using as a stage to more or less let its presence be known to potential competitors, other male ruff grouse, or for mating purposes, letting a female know where the male is located. So the males are doing this drumming of their wings or beating of their wings that creates a non-vocal acoustic detection of these ruff grouse. So biologists are going out and they're driving survey routes and making predetermined stops along these survey routes, listening for the ruff grouse drumming. And then through that annual detection along these routes, we can compile population trends over time and look at, is the population moving up, down, or the same within a state or a region of a state, and then make educated guesses in terms of what's happened with that population. Do we have disease concerns? Like a few years ago, we had West Nile virus being a major concern of ruff grouse, and looking at what's happened with that population index. Are we having good nest brooding conditions? And are we going to have a bolstered population for the fall hunting season? Or do we have major habitat concerns or long-term habitat concerns that we need to improve ruff grouse habitat because we're seeing sort of slow erosion of this population index over time? It's part where science, biology, and habitat management sort of all kind of meet.
You can learn a lot from the drumming survey. So what did we learn this year?
So we learned that the population this year is going down, at least on a statewide basis. The Wisconsin DNR breaks the state up into three different regions, the central region, the driftless region, and the northern forest region. And we did see in the central region a slight increase in the drumming index, an 11% increase. We did see a 250% increase in drumming in the driftless region, and I'll talk about that in just a second. But then we saw a negative 8.3% change in the northern forest region. And this sort of equated to an overall drop of 6.6% across the state in the population. Real quickly on that driftless part of the population, 250% increase. Basically, because of habitat loss in the driftless region of Wisconsin, changes in forest habitat over time, there's not a very strong rough grouse population in the driftless region, which if your listeners are not familiar with, southwest Wisconsin being part of the driftless region. There are so few rough grouse detections down there now that when you do have a major increase in detections, you go from hearing 5 birds to 15 per year. That looks like a huge increase in the population, but really is not. So across the state, we are seeing a decrease this year in the rough grouse population based upon that drumming index. But it's worth noting that with rough grouse, we have these cyclical cycles of their population. So about every 9 to 11 years, the population has a peak or a valley. And so we are very much headed towards that bottom of the rough grouse population based upon those cyclical cycles of the population. So this decrease was not unexpected, looking at the overall population.
So this is a normal decline, at least compared with what we've seen in past decades, a rise and a fall over a 10-year period, more or less?
More or less, we are expecting this to be part of a normal decline in their population based upon those cyclical cycles. It is worth noting, though, back in 2017, 18 through 2020, you know, we did have some major population concerns where the population was supposed to be going up, but the bottom more or less fell out. And that's what caused a lot of concerns based around West Nile virus impacting that drumming cycle. So that was an instance where the population decreased in a large percentage when we were expecting to go up by a large percentage. Here, we were more or less expecting this.
Did we recover from that decline, the unexpected decline?
It's hard to say because index drumming counts were not taken in 2020 due to COVID. But anecdotally, hearing from hunters in 2020, it was a great year for rough grouse hunting. I know it was for myself included. So While we didn't know what was exactly happening with the rough grouse drumming index in the springtime, we did know that we had great hunter success that fall. So we did know we eventually hit the peak of our cycle.
And of course, the number of drumming males tells you one thing, but the spring weather and brood nesting success, those are factors that don't show up in the drumming counts.
That is correct. That's where, you know, I do like to issue quite a bit of caution to listeners, our members, trying to look at the drumming count data and trying to predict how good that rough grouse hunting season is going to be. We have a lot of people who think about, well, boy, the numbers are up. I'm going to go and buy that new shotgun. I'm going to start training my new puppy. I would not advocate for making major life decisions based upon the drumming count data because, yes, if we have terrible brooding conditions, thinking about cold, wet springs, a lot of rain, that can be very detrimental on young rough grouse brood.
Yeah.
Dying from exposure or being exposed and dying of predation or disease. So we have to have still some good weather conditions throughout the year for those rough grouse brood that will eventually hatch to survive.
And what does it look like for this year for the brood conditions?
It's a little bit mixed. We definitely have had some heavier weather conditions, but they were not focused or centered around the nesting and early brood rearing period. That's where actually in the past few years, we've had really good conditions. Dry conditions were actually very beneficial the past few years, I think, for good fall hunting seasons. But you go back to that like 2018, 2019, those seasons, you know, we did have very heavy spring rains, and one of the theories, too, was on top of West Nile virus, we could have had drowning out effect of our young rough grouse brood. Issuing some caution, just don't base the success of your rough grouse season off of these drumming surveys. A lot happens between the drumming survey and the fall hunting season, and I would just advocate you only have so many falls to get out there and enjoy the north woods of Wisconsin. Regardless of what the population is doing, get out there and enjoy it.
John, there are some events coming up. Can you tell us about the events you've got on the schedule?
Yeah, for those listeners who may have never hunted rough grouse before, or maybe you used to hunt rough grouse, but you've been out of it for a while and interest in getting back into rough grouse hunting, the Rough Grouse Society does offer a Learn to Hunt rough grouse camp in Wisconsin in Eagle River, September 19th through the 21st. This is a 3-day immersive event where we like to educate rough grouse hunters. Again, could be new to rough grouse hunting, reintroduced to it. Could be a pheasant hunter and wanting to try your hand at rough grouse hunting for the first time, or could be a turkey or deer hunter. Doesn't really matter. But it's an immersive event. We offer classes in various subjects, talking about rough grouse habitat, biology, looking at different tools that are out there for finding rough grouse habitat and good hunting spots, field navigation, dog handling, buying shotguns or proper ammunition for rough grouse hunting. So a wide range of topics we like to cover. We also pair this with a banquet event as well as upscale cocktail tasting, those type of things we've done in the past, or southern barbecue. Each event each year is just a little bit different. If you're interested in this grouse camp, go to roughgrousesociety.org and navigate to our Get Involved tab. And under events, there's a calendar of events that you can learn more about that event and others that we are hosting, whether it's a chapter event, one of our Birds and Brew events, banquets hosted by our chapters, or other Learn to Hunt Rough Grouse events. We are expanding this Wisconsin Learn to Rough Grouse event to other states. This year, we're offering in Ely, Minnesota. It's not yet on our calendar of events, but to come soon. That'll be in October, as well as an event in New York, a Michigan grouse hunting event, and even one in Pennsylvania. If you're interested in getting involved, learning to hunt rough grouse, or just interested in their conservation and learning more about them, head to roughgrousesociety.org and find out more.
Lots of events, lots of possibilities there. Well, John, before we let you go, you had some openings in staff, and I understand there's still one that's unfilled.
Yes, we're currently advertising a forest wildlife specialist position based out of Rhinelander, Wisconsin. This would be a conservation-focused position working in partnership with the Wisconsin DNR, U.S. Forest Service, and the Rough Grouse Society. And so if you're interested in that position, you can head to, again, roughgrousesociety.org, head to our employment tab, and learn more about that position.
All right. Well, John, thank you much for that report. A lot of information there today, and we will check in with you again. I think we're going to take a break for the summer months, but we'll be back with you for sure in the fall and look forward to talking about hunting opportunities and fall events. So thank you so much, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, Dan. Looking forward to it.
Folks, that was John Steigerwald. He is the Western Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director for the Rough Grouse and American Woodcock Societies. They have been improving forest habitat for a variety of species for more than 60 years, and you can learn more about what we talked about and other programs at ruffedgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Okay, who's ready to fish? Fleet Farm's all stocked and ready to go with the hottest brands to help you gear up for the season. Like the latest lines and lures from Berkley, Fluger rods and reels, Northland Tackle bobbers and bait, all sorts of Senko worms, the best in fish finders from Humminbird, Lowrance, and Garmin, St. Croix rods, new releases from Abu Garcia, and more. Stop in and check out the latest fishing gear from all your favorite brands at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Are you ready to wake up the deep bite? Meet the Gold Miner 30 from Rapala, your new secret weapon for trolling the depths to wake up your next trophy catch. This hard-running bait dives fast to 30 feet with a wide-tail swing and a loud rattle, built to fire up big walleye, lake trout, northern pike, muskie, and more. Whether you're working the breaks on Lake of the Woods or chasing giants on Mille Lacs, the Gold Miner 30 tracks true at any speed and comes in 20 proven colors. Find yours now at Rapala.com or your favorite fishing retailer.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report brought to you by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store. They're located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, and on the web at DumperDan.com. And be sure to check out Dumper Dan's Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. You'll find photos, videos, and every fishing report that we record for Outdoors Radio. And this week's report is also brought to you by Prohibition Bistro, pizza parlor and wine bar located right next to Dumper Dan on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, and on Facebook at Prohibition Bistro. And joining us once again is the man himself with 40 years in business and still going strong, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. Dan, welcome back.
You bet, man. It's great to be back, Dan. In 40 years, you are right. I started right out of Sheboygan South High School, and I've been here ever since running Dumper Dan's, and we're enjoying it here, Dan. It's been great. My entire crew have had a great time here. The fishery has been awesome all spring and summer, and enjoying that 40th year, definitely. So get on out here and visit with us, do some fishing and lodging.
Now, how many employees do you have?
Total with everybody, Dan, I mean, we have maintenance guys, we have fuel haulers. You know, there's more than just the first mate and the captain. That's why I want to mention this. Storekeepers, helpers in the store. We have condo cleaners in multiple areas because we have a lot of condos over here, too, for lodging packages. 22 total on the payroll per week. Quite a few.
Yeah, and you coordinate all of that yourself.
I do the whole thing. I'm a man of many positions here at Dumper Dan, but I don't have to run a boat anymore, but I'm here to meet and greet every single one of our clients, and they see me, and I get them to where they have to be, and everybody else helps me, you know, get them on the lake, get them fish, get them to lodging. It's a well-oiled machine here, Dan. You know, over the years, we've changed a few things, and it's all for the better, and it's impressive to see the people come and go at the pace that we operate at.
Yeah, for sure, and I fished with you. I haven't added up the times, but it's got to be 20 or 30 times over those years. It's always a good outing. We always catch fish. And like you said, it's a smooth operation. Do you miss the daily fishing yourself?
I do, Dan. That's a great question, and I do. And there's a lot of repeat clients here that, you know, I board and get on the boats that, you know, I'd like to fish with again. And once in a while, I do jump on with them and either be second mate or captain or first mate or what have you. But with a full crew of my guys here, you know, they do their job perfectly, and then they're experienced and professional, and I just meet and greet them on shore. But I do miss the fishing. I do some of the TV shows yet and radio broadcasts with you and this and that on the boats, but that's where you mentioned many times a Robalo came in, and I take my private boat out quite a bit just for an hour here or 2 hours there to get my fishing fix in and put a few in the freezer that usually I end up giving away anyways, but we do grill some, we do give some away, and the Robalo is just a good stress reliever when I need it.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Now, when you join your crew on a boat, do they let you net the fish?
Sometimes they do, and I haven't knocked one off the net in many years, but I know they're pretty nervous when I go reaching for that landing net. So Dumper Dan, the net man, probably won't net your fish, but I'll definitely coach you into reeling it in.
There you go. All right. Well, how has the fishing been?
It's been great, Dan. It's been an awesome season. We're kind of in a transition period right now, which is normal for this time of year, you know, early summer, going into midsummer. We've had a lot of wind lately, Dan, so that changes water temperatures a lot. Lake Michigan's still cool. It's anywhere from 48 degrees to 55 on the surface. Fish are getting pushed around, but they're anywhere from 50 foot on out to about 180 foot, which off Sheboygan can only be a few miles. It's not that far to get to them. But when you get in them, I mean, you can limit out fast. Now there's good variety, Dan. We have some nice-sized kings. We had on our Facebook page, check it out, a 27.5-pound king coming the other day, and the day before that, a pair of 25-pound kings, a 15-pound rainbow, some big lake trout. Good variety, good size fish, good numbers of fish. Lots of schools of bait fish. You'll see it on our Facebook page. I took some pictures of the fish finder and the graphs marking that. So it's pretty neat to see hook marks of salmon and trout in these schools of bait fish on them photos as well.
Now that's the key to growing bigger salmon and trout and to keeping the fish around, isn't it? Those schools of bait.
It is. And that's, yeah, what congregates these fish together, and they feed on these pods of bait. It helps a lot and keeps them healthy, makes them grow. Roy and Kevin, my fish cleaners, along with my first mates, I didn't mention them before. We have fish cleaners here too. We clean, bag, and freeze your catch for you. But anyways, Roy the other day was putting on a good demonstration of all the bait fish in their bellies and showing all the customers. I mean, each fish had a dozen shad or alewife in each fish, and it's impressive to see. I mean, they're definitely got the feed bag on, and they get big fast, and that's a good thing to have here in the Lake Michigan system.
Now, do you have openings for summer fishing?
I do. We go strong from mid-May to the end of June, and there's always a little bit of a lull around the 4th because of that holiday. So get on out here for that, like July 1st to about the 8th we have openings. Beautiful time to be here with fireworks and boat parades and fishing and lodging. If you can get out this way, I know 4th is a busy time for everybody and families, but come on out to Dumper Dan's that first week of July. It's always one of my favorite times of year. But then, too, Dan, I have openings later, July, August. July is just over half full right now, so we do have room for people. But call. Get on out here, 920-377-1147. Talk to me direct again, and I'll get you steered the right way of what you want to do for lodging and fishing. July is always an excellent month, and we still have a week left in June here that's going to finish June with close to probably a record-breaking season, honestly. I mean, just awesome fishing.
Fantastic. Well, Dan, you run two flights daily now, right? You've got six boats, and you go out in the morning and then again in the afternoon.
I do. We changed it up, Dan, over the years a little bit. We used to run three a day, kind of on weekends, and then two trips a day during the week. We went to just two a day, but we expanded the trip a little bit. Now we run a lot of half-day, six-hour trips that we found our customers really enjoy. So we run either a 6 or an 8-hour trip daily. We do run some 5-hour trips yet, but back in the day, we'd run 3 5s in one day.
Yeah.
Now we're running a 6 and a 6 or a 6 and 8. And that's plenty of time on the water. We leave at 5 a.m. on the morning trips. Afternoons are either noon or 2 p.m. And we're usually buttoned up and out of here by, you know, 8:39 at night, 7 days a week. So it's a long day.
Yes, it is. And you mentioned fireworks a little while ago and boat parade. That's coming up. There's the Venetian boat parade on July 3rd, Thursday evening, and then fireworks Friday the 4th.
Yeah, come on down to the riverfront anywhere from July 3rd, the Venetian boat parade in the evening. Come on down anytime in the afternoon, but it starts right at dark. It's about an hour and a half long. There's usually about 25 lit up boats that come from the yacht club area, and they go up and down the river a couple times. Very cool to see from 8th Street Bridge East all the way out to the South Pier. It'll be packed down here. There's thousands of people watching that. Come on down, check out the parade. And then the next day, 4th of July, there's activities going on all day. But then at night, of course, July 4th on the Lake Michigan Sheboygan shorelines here is the fireworks. You can jump out on a boat if you have one, or call us if you want us to take you out to watch the fireworks. We're on shore anywhere you can view the fireworks on July 4th would be that. So, yeah, it's a fun time to be out here, and a lot of people walking around checking out events and what have you during that holiday season.
Fantastic. Well, our second sponsor this week, Prohibition Bistro, they are right next door to you. Tell us what they've got.
Yeah, they have a lot of really neat items there. They're very unique in what they do, and they're right next door to me. A lot of my customers fine dine there. What they're really known for is their wood fire pizzas. Very impressive setup they have, and very delicious on the wood fire pizza, homemade, obviously. They're known really well for their pastas. They got world-class pastas that are just delicious. Then also, their wine bar is very, very nice, too. They make a lot of homemade wines. Very big menu of what they have, and pastas and pizzas and wines. They have outdoor seating right next to my place. You can carry out a pizza. You can have it delivered next door to my condos or my place. The patio deck is just like ours. It's right on the riverfront. They have a lot of seating outside. They have air-conditioned seating inside. Definitely got to check it out because they're a very nice place. A lot of people dine there, and including our customers, and it's walking distance for most everybody down here.
All right. Well, Dan, we're going to let you go. Enjoy the fireworks and the boat parade, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
You got it. Thank you, Dan. Have a great day, buddy.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Dumper Dan Welch with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report from Sheboygan. His business, of course, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. You can find him on Facebook at that name, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, and on the web at dumperdan.com. And the second sponsor this week, Prohibition Bistro Pizza Parlor and Wine Bar, right next to Dumper Dan's, and you can find them on Facebook as well. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between. We've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliners and Mercury outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend, and the Crestliner instant rebates are over this weekend. They continue through the 29th, and then that's it, unless they decide to extend them again. And the Mercury GAT 7 warranty deals are going on through July 10th. So this is the time to buy a new boat motor if you're thinking about that this year. They also have a sale now on in-stock docks and lifts, so check out their website or visit them in person on Highway 33 west of West Bend. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, and by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. You can shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And if you missed my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, you can watch the last several years of that show on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers, or you want to listen to the show again, you can always catch us online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast there or download episodes going back a year or so. And our show's available as a podcast on many other platforms, including OutdoorNews.com and iHeart.com. We're all over social media as well. You can find us at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. A couple of deadlines coming up for DNR events. The DNR is looking for landowners to host gun deer hunts for hunters with disabilities. The hunts take place in October the 4th through the 12th. And to be eligible, you must have at least 60 acres available for hunting and be able to host at least 3 hunters. If this is something you're interested in, visit the DNR website. The keywords would be hunting and disabilities. Again, the deadline is July 1st. July 1st is also the deadline to apply for the Learn to Hunt Deer event at Sandhill Wildlife Area near Babcock. This hunt is open to young hunters aged 12 to 15 and adults 16 and older who have not had previous gun deer hunting experience. Successful applicants must attend a workshop in August, and the hunt dates are November 8th and 9th. You can apply online on the DNR website. The keywords there are Sandhill Deer Hunt. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. We'll catch up with Jeff Kelm again next week. Have a safe Independence Day celebration. And get outside this weekend wherever you are, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Adjust that needle valve now. Let's get to the perfect speed. Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose, and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure.